Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We are in full pads tonight. We're ready to get after it. That's because it is time to kick off our next segment. We're going to do a full recap of the Sugar Bowl. Oklahoma, the big win over the Auburn Tigers, who met for the first time since 1972. That is hard to believe, the 1972 Sugar Bowl. Thrilled to have back with us the senior writer with OU Insider, and that is James Hale. And I am so happy to report we had the opportunity to catch up over the holiday break and enjoyed a lovely late lunch at one of my all-time favorite places, and that is O'Connell's in Norman, Oklahoma. Happy New Year, James.
Well, Happy New Year, E, and you obviously made O'Connell's a better place when you were there. It was a lot, you know, everybody felt a lot prettier and a lot better, and it was great to meet your son, who's going to be the next PGA star, and it was really great to to get together with you guys. What's funny about that 1972 game, I didn't cover that game, but really? I watched that game on television. That shows you how old I am. But that was a great game with Jack Mildren, and that team of that year I thought was as good as anybody in the country. They had Greg Pruitt on it, and a lot of great players set the stage for what rolled through 73-75 with the great Barry Switzer. And, that really set the precedent for what Oklahoma was going to do in the future.
Okay, so James, you were in New Orleans with the Sooners' big takedown against Auburn to win the Sugar Bowl. What were your takeaways from this very dominating win, 35-19?
Well, it's just what the doctor ordered for this program. This season has been a tough one. It's been a season where people have talked about different things besides football. You know, it's been the Joe Mixon video, and why is Mixon playing? Mm-hmm. And, you know, guys quitting the football team out of nowhere. And, you know, a weird game against Ohio State early when one position gives up, you know, four touchdowns. And, you know, it's just weird things that happen. They flop in the opener against Houston, and a Houston team that was good but certainly wasn't great. And there's no reason why OU shouldn't have gone in there and not played better. They didn't play well, and Houston did. Now, why is Houston playing better than OU on that day? So, you know, this was a weird year, a difficult year, I think, for Coach Stoops and his staff to have to deal with some of the issues that they did. Yet here they are at the end, playing their best football, winning a Big 12 championship, and then beating a good, solid Auburn team pretty handily in the Sugar Bowl. And I think that's a testament to how much OU grew this year, how well the coaching staff worked with this group, and how good of a job Coach Stoops did in leading this team. And, you know, this team to accomplish, to re-establish their goals after their 1-2 start. Baker Mayfield told us, he said, our new goals are to win the Big 12 championship and to get into the Sugar Bowl and go win the Sugar Bowl. Well, mission accomplished, and, you know, so they're in a pretty good spot heading into next season.
Okay, the senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, is back with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And talking about the Oklahoma Sooners, they won 10 consecutive games. They finished their season 11-2. You had just mentioned that Big 12 Conference Championship. So where does this win with the Sugar Bowl, where does this rank over some of the wins over the past 5 years for this program?
I don't know if it's necessarily bigger than the win over Alabama when they were in the Sugar Bowl before this with Trevor Knight doing what he did. Oklahoma was a double-digit underdog in that game. And when Oklahoma upset a really talented Alabama team that day, it showed that Oklahoma was still relevant in college football. I think people felt Oklahoma was relative this time in college football and still a major power. Heck, before the year started, they were ranked, what, in the top two or three in the country. So everybody thought that this was really a good football team that just wasn't playing up to its potential. But they had rolled through the Big 12 to reestablish themselves, you know, as a really good team. So, it's a big win because the SEC and the Big 12 have this sparring match going on that the SEC is more physical. And, you know, Bob Stoops has always kind of gone after the SEC saying, hey, they've got their good teams just like we do, but, you know, they've got their teams that are just pretty good just like we do, and they've got their teams that aren't so good just like we do, and they're not any different than anybody else. And that upset the SEC all the time that Bob goes after them. Even after this game, when Bob was asked about being the more physical team, he's going, yeah, most of the time we are. He goes, you guys create this deal that, you know, we're not a physical football team, and heck, what, we're not going to be as physical as Auburn? Because that's a joke. Come on, we're going to be as physical as Auburn. And so this back and forth kind of goes between, you know, Bob and the SEC, but Bob's been proven right more often than not when it comes to the SEC. So, you know, maybe over the last 5 years, the two biggest victories have been over Alabama and Auburn, even though there's been some other big victories throughout the year. I mean, the wins over Oklahoma State have been very big in terms of winning the conference championships and things like that.
Okay, the senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. One of the questions we've definitely got to ask, we want you to get into, is how do you think Oklahoma handled Joe Mixon's situation and the off-field issues? Because the video, it was very disturbing to watch.
Sure it is. And it was, you know, that was a wrong thing that Joe did. There's no doubt about that. And that's not what OU's saying. You know, OU knows it was a terrible thing that Joe did. What OU is telling you is that they don't think what Joe did there really defines who Joe is. He made a mistake. He buckled under a situation he shouldn't have buckled in. And they punished him by suspending him for a year. And I think the penalty has proven to be a good penalty because of the way Joe has handled it moving forward. Joe's been a model student athlete. He had the one flare-up with a parking ticket at OU, and all of us that have been at OU and live in Norman, we get angry at parking attendants. They seem to just write tickets all the time. Just, you know, even if you're not doing anything wrong, you seem to get one. Most of us that live in Norman kind of understand that, but because he's Joe Mixon, he got suspended for a game. You know what? He understood that. He didn't complain about it. He didn't fight it. He just said, okay, coach, and then rooted his guys on from his apartment where he lives. And, you know, he's been a good student. He's one of the most popular guys on the team. He's called the Energizer Bunny on the team. And he really brings a lot to the table to what this football team does. And they really like having him on the football team. So I think the way OU handled it, when the video came out, see, OU didn't have any control over the video coming out. That was left to his legal team and fighting the legal, you know, the media and everybody else. That wasn't OU's call at all. I think OU, if they had their druthers 2 years ago in 2014, they would have wanted the video to come out so they could get it behind them and they could move forward. Now when it came out, people made the mistake that this situation just happened 2 or 3 weeks ago. But in reality, it happened back in 2014. OU had already punished him. That's why a lot of the comments I heard, especially nationally, I thought were ridiculous. You know, he shouldn't have played in the Sugar Bowl. Well, okay, you're going to let him play for 2 years and you're not going to play him in the Sugar Bowl? I mean, you played him last year in the national championship game. The only difference is the general public saw the video, but OU had already seen the video, and about 50 media guys had already seen the video. So, you know, we'd already come to our conclusions about the penalty and things like that. So I think OU's handled this very well. The one thing I would have changed if I was OU, and maybe they couldn't, because when I brought this up and said, you know, hey, do you guys regret that you did not have him talk to the media? Bob said, that's fair. Mm-hmm. He said, that's a fair statement. He goes, but we were sometimes listening to legal people and everything else, and, you know, and Joe will eventually speak. He wants to speak to the media about this situation, and he did. And I thought his meeting with the media that lasted, 25 minutes, I thought it was heartfelt. I thought it was from the heart. I think he means it, because I've gotten to know Joe pretty well, and I do think he resents and is remorseful, and I do think he is sorry about what happened there. And he's just asking people to give him a chance to prove that he's really a good guy and he's a good citizen, and he's been that way ever since that incident happened. Remember, he was just turning 18, and he'd just been on campus for a couple of months. And so, you know, and I like what Bob says, is that if I'm wrong for giving an 18-year-old man that I think does have some character, that I do think is not that person that reacted that night, that I do think is going to be a productive citizen, if I'm wrong for giving that 18-year-old young man a chance, then I'm going to be wrong, and that's just the way it's going to be.
The senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We are way over on time, so we've got to run, James. We'll continue this conversation, and we look forward to more in 2017. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Lee. Have a great day.
You bet. Talk soon. Much more coming your way at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show in hour number 2.